I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast, women's football episode. I am here and joined by our lovely panellists today, starting from
Marva at Marva MSK
and Lauren at Lauren Coys on X.
Lovely.
So on X now.
I am Moya at Moya's Laboratory, and first of all, as always, follow Gold Diggers on X at Gold Diggers UK. And on Instagram at golddiggersuk_.
Hey, well done. You smashed that.
She's back. She's back.
I am. Listen, we're basically halfway through the season now. Well, we're almost halfway through the season. Mm. Obviously, we made predictions in our pre-season start that we're going to bring up today. But we're also just going to talk about the season so far, what we think is happening, what teams need to do, where teams need to strengthen also. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think who to start with. Well, first of all, should we just bring up what everyone said?
Let's do it.
Because like I don't think we're that ashamed.
Yeah.
Not too much has gone wrong.
Yeah.
Apart from a certain team, but we will discuss.
But we were preying on their downfall anyway. maybe we just manifested it.
Yeah, I think it was you lot. I won't lie. And maybe me.
The bitterness in us all.
First of all, the first thing we said was who is going to win the league. Do you not remember who you said? Obviously, I've got the evidence here.
Yeah,
Chelsea, I think.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said Chelsea.
Yeah.
Do you still think it's going to be Chelsea?
Yeah, I think so.
See that performance again.
Yeah.
What performance are you talking about, Lauren?
this one against Arsenal. If I don't see that again, then yeah, but I still think Chelsea.
What did Chelsea look like to you in that game?
Trash.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen it.
It was genuinely the worst I've ever seen that team play. 100%. I'm not even exaggerating. Like you know, when you just think, oh, they'll get going or whatever. Mm. I was just like, what's going on now? They were really bad.
It was one of those where it's like when they got the equaliser, I thought, okay, right, here we go now. Mm-hmm. Bad start, gonna get into it. Like, let's. But there was not one bit of that their game plan that worked.
Yeah,
no.
Like, they could not build from possession. Mm-hmm. They were completely exposed at the back. Like, Jess Carter, shout out to her because I think she's the only one.
She
who
was
can
trying
leave
hard. She was
with
covering
her head
everybody.
Held high. Like, she really was like, yeah, her pace came through that game. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was like, I don't know if they were just not expecting Arsenal to come out so strongly. I don't know if it was international break, hangover.
Yep.
I don't know. But then Sam Kerr, when her injury miraculously healed, so you can't even blame that on like your star player going to Australia or anything, because she didn't. It was odd, but the only thing I would say is that maybe that's what Chelsea needed because
I feel like they always need that every season, like a kick.
Yeah.
But sometimes it comes mostly.
I was going to say, it usually starts with they lose first and then they kick into action. This time, maybe it's a case of like, and you know what Emma is like. She
was pissed off.
She was pissed off from the beginning. I was sat above, and I was just watching her. And oh, she was, even when they equalised,
she was still annoyed. She kept grabbing people.
She grabbed them before the equaliser.
I was expecting them in the second half to come out, because she would have cast them from here to high heaven. And it was just more of the same.
But but then I think in the second half, because they just had to go for it, then they were just left very exposed.
I think if it was 2-1 going into half time, I think that's a different team talk at half time. I think 3-1 and how quickly goals 2 and 3 came.
They were like shell shocked.
Yeah.
I was shell shocked. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, I was just going into that game, I thought it's going to be tight. Mm-hmm. And then it's just going to be, okay, who's there in key moments? But I wasn't expecting, like, just Chelsea to just roll over. To be fair, Arsenal played well. Let's give them some credit.
They played very well. I've seen them all season.
Yeah.
So probably one of their best performances for the past few seasons.
Yeah. So they played well, but it was just a mismatch. Mm. And it was crazy because I feel like we finally have a match in the WSL where you're literally like, I need to watch this game. Mm. I need to sit. Like, you know, like how we have City and Liverpool in the men's game.
You're about to start United.
Not too much now.
And then you're like, oh, I need to, because you know the technical level will be high, the intensity will be high. You know you're going to see an entertaining game. I feel like Arsenal and Chelsea, credit to both of them, are now serving that to the point like that's the biggest game in the season. So I was just expecting like a tight match.
I think you get it with City and Chelsea as well. Yeah. I feel like City always step up against Chelsea, especially like at home.
Those are their toughest. I think City are Chelsea's toughest opponents and have been for the past three seasons. Even in games that they've like not won, they just,
it's almost like
wise,
a bogey team for them.
You mentioned it before, you were saying credit Arsenal, and we do have to credit Arsenal, to be honest. I think tactically, Jonas just got it absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
Like, intensity level was crazy.
Can I give a shout out to Pullover?
You can.
Because
she's quality, man.
Those body feints, a work of art.
I said, must be nice.
A work of art.
She's just a midfielder.
Yeah, she was doing it in the, what do you want to call it, for the Netherlands
against
England. Like, just I think Arsenal were clinical as well. Like, it's one thing that I'm like heavily critical of, especially when it comes to Russo as well, but they were actually really clinical. They were ruthless. It was just wave after wave after wave of attack, and they did not stop. Even, you know, being 3-1 up, they just didn't stop.
It could have been like 7
literally. Even 7 is kind. It really could have.
If there was another 10 minutes for Black Sinister to
get going.
She needs her five chances.
She needs to miss a few.
She needs to do her wild spin.
Yeah.
And then she'll get going. So if she'd kicked into that gear and she had a few more minutes, could have been more.
Emma Hayes was really annoyed after the game. She was annoyed in the game, but she was still annoyed after the game.
Were there any positives? And she goes, I only live 20 minutes away.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think that's valid.
Did you see the stat that's like, I think she lost something like 11 of her first 12 games as Chelsea manager. Since then, she's only lost 12 games, and this was the 12th.
Huh? Wow. Are you joking?
Yeah. No. Really?
That's what you call domination, man. That's what you call domination.
They tend to pick up draws in the big games if they don't win.
That's the thing. Like, even in the games they've not played well.
Yeah, they just don't drop that many points. Wow.
And to think, that does make sense as well, because I think they said on average, like, you can't lose more than two. Like, the past four winners or whatever haven't lost more than two or three games. And it's pretty much been Chelsea.
Yeah.
All those times. So it makes sense. So we're all sticking with Chelsea, I said Chelsea as well. So I'm sticking with Chelsea. But I do think...
But Arsenal have given them something to think about. And even the league, like the league now.
Yeah, I agree. I think Arsenal have given them something to think about. And I still think City have a chance. I still think City have a chance. Just because in that game that was a draw, City and Chelsea, City were all over Chelsea. Mm. Even down to 9 players, City were still holding their own. Like, it was literally like, you're doing everything you can and they got a draw.
Yeah, like, but I think City's biggest problem is not the big games. It's just the random game where they'll just lose and you think, you're like, but what happened? Because when they're on it, they're phenomenal. And then like Bunny Shaw's unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Chloe Kelly, you've got Lauren Hemp. Like, it's just so hard to defend. Mm.
Yeah.
But then sometimes when they're so off of it, it's almost like they're like, we don't fancy this one today.
Yeah.
So as if they cut that out, then 100%.
But then I thought that about Arsenal at the beginning of the season and they've turned their form around. So
yeah, I still think Arsenal were like that until
literally a few weeks.
Beth Mead came back, to be honest.
Yeah.
That pass into Russo where they equalised.
Yeah.
And like, she I really commend her as well, because it's like a lot of the time when players come back from ACLs, it takes them a long time to get going. She don't look like she had an ACL.
Straight back to it.
Yeah, like she looks sharp.
That documentary that's coming out, mm-hmm. They talk about how like basically Viv was like, I overthink a lot. Beth doesn't overthink. Mm. So she just has confidence and she was just ready to go back in, whereas like Viv's still like...
I'm sure you're hesitant. There's a bit of you that'll be hesitant. Anxiety.
Yeah, you have to learn how to trust your knee again. Yeah.
And also because Viv's had injuries with the other leg as well. Yeah. So it's harder to bounce out, whereas apparently they were like, Beth was just like, yeah, I'm ready, let's go. Like,
yeah.
And she looks it.
And you see it. Yeah. Like, she's so good.
She's like Guru Raitan, like you have wide players, but they're so clinical with their end product. Mm-hmm. They're going to provide a goal. They're going to provide an assist. And I think she adds so much already to Arsenal's front line, because she'll get that ball to Russo where Russo can to put the ball in the back of the net, or she'll cut inside and score herself. Like that composure for her goal, you just think, oh, she's going to hit it.
I just think they're like Arsenal finally found their balance in midfield, because they didn't at the beginning. That was what was really missing. It was like, what is going on here? Volti, I think, has been top class. Mm-hmm. That assist for the Russo goal as well was so good.
Yeah.
And then I think Plover coming in, and then Little for the experience. Mm-hmm. That balance. And then when Cooney Cross comes in as well.
She looks comfortable. Like, yeah, she looks comfortable. She had enough games. I feel sometimes the issue is, like, for example, if Kim Little and Leah Volti weren't injured, she wouldn't have got that run of games where it's like, I'm comfortable now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, it feels like now, even if Cooney Cross was to come in, She knows her role in the team. Yeah. She knows where she's supposed to be. She knows.
But I think it's because they know that role, what they want from their midfielders now.
Yeah.
Whereas I think at the beginning of the season they didn't, and especially when it was like back four, back five in transition, like they didn't really know what everyone's positioning. When they played Little out on the wing in that game against United, like it was all just a bit like they weren't too sure. Whereas now it feels like they're quite settled.
Yeah. But we'll see. I do think they need defensive reinforcements though in January if they actually want the league, because I look at the back line, I think it doesn't have enough pace in it. So yeah, I think they need, because they haven't replaced Rafa, and obviously Leah Williamson's still injured. So I think they've lost a bit of quality in the back line, but if they reinforce in January again, we could have a free team.
Although I will say,
and I was just
Tua as well, even shouted out this player.
We're gonna clip that.
Let's clip it up.
We're gonna clip that, because that was bad.
Can we just
Lotta
Wubenmoy.
We have to give her flowers.
We have to give her flowers, because she has come in so composed. Mm-hmm. Not only does she just look at ease, she has that, like, not end product, but end product in terms of defender of pinging it forward, which is what actually England have massively been missing, but Arsenal as well, without Leah Williamson. Yeah. If she can keep up that form, then I see no reason why she isn't going to start getting into that England team. On a regular basis.
The run of games has helped her, I think.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, because I think the problem with her is because when she's playing in and out of the team, or then going to the lionesses and not playing, I think it's quite, like you said, with the midfielders, getting a run of games, Cooney Cross, it just allows them to understand what their role is and play to their strengths. So.
I think it's interesting as well, because Lotta, for me, last season, I thought she was good in the smaller games.
Yeah.
And was really exposed against the top strikers. Mm. And I think that's been her biggest improvement this season. I think
she's come up against Bunny Shaw.
And she looked pocketed.
Sam Kerr pocketed.
Mm. She's adding players to her CV now where she can say, I dominate. I had them.
I handled this one.
Sorted. Next one. Sorted.
Cheryl.
And we'll just, I was about to say,
Bethany will have something for her.
Maybe. Say that a little bit louder.
Maybe. We'll see.
I mean,
a test for her CV.
I guess just Mallard has given her a problem, I think, but that's it, innit? Not too much.
It's funny because, like, I feel like the microphone volume just went down a little bit. Those two statements from you two over there.
Too crazy.
No, no. Was there a technical difficulty there? Or, like, do we call engineering?
Okay, we're also sticking with Chelsea. So the next one we're going to go to is top three. And the way we did it last time was we said who was going to miss out.
Okay.
Yeah? Do you remember who you said?
No, I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you who you said first. Marva said she thinks City were going to miss out.
Ooh.
So to finish fourth.
Okay.
Lauren, you said United to miss out.
I was right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Season done?
Sorry.
Season done?
Based on the halfway review.
Season done? And Tua said,
I saw on Sunday, I think so.
Chill, man. And Tua said United to miss out as well.
What did you say?
I said United to miss out, and then you lot got on to me.
Because
I'm gonna bring it up as well.
No, but you lot got on to me. No, because I said they're gonna miss out, but I said surprise of the season, and I said that I think Jace will do well.
You're missing a big bit. You said they're gonna be in a title race.
You said they were going to be in a title race. No, I said they should be. Do you know? Okay, we're going to clip this as well, yeah. Do you know how I said that? Because I went, they should be in a race, and you went, a race of what? Do you remember?
That's what I said.
I said they should be in a title race, yeah, but then I also said they could also finish between third and fifth.
You said Villa were going to finish above them. You said they're going to be in a title race.
No. I didn't say Villa. Yeah. Too far. I said Villa fifth. No, Villa were never up there for me, man. Yeah. I'm going to ask you now, who misses out for you?
Yeah, I'd probably switch mine and say
United.
United, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sticking United.
I'll see.
But I do think it still could be close.
Yeah. We'll talk about United now.
All of them, bar Chelsea, and then bar that one game, seem to just all have kind of slight little dips. Mm-hmm. Arsenal seem like they're going in the right direction and won't dip just because the amount of players they're getting back now. Mm-hmm. And the squad depth that they have is actually quite scary now. Mm-hmm. But the other two, they're just a bit like, you don't know what you're going to expect from them. So we'll see.
I don't think you can hear it on the thing. Cool. I think United's issue this season has been the draws. Like, that is the main reason that they're fourth right now. I think United have lost one game, that game against City. That was a poor game from United. Like, that's probably the worst I've seen us play in like 2 years. Like, really, really bad. I just think it's the draws, stupid draws. Like, and it's going to end up being the difference. A draw against Brighton, a draw against Leicester. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Those two teams have really improved, but
you should
get
be
real,
beating,
man.
You should be beating them. But I think for me, my biggest concern with United is I'm watching this team play and I don't see patterns of play. I don't see a lot of cohesion, and I think because Onabati wasn't replaced in the summer, and if these rumours are true about maybe Merriup's going sooner than we think, I just think there's too much loss in that United side, that there's no balance in the team. Like, yes, Russo's been replaced. I could argue, like, you know, Mallard's a fantastic striker. Mm-hmm. Jace is doing really, really well. Miyazawa, when she comes back, she's looked good.
Nikita Paris is scoring.
Yeah, Nikita Paris is there. But then I look, when you go,
especially against Everton, what has she got against us?
She just hates. Like, I think she just lives to dunk on you. Don't
did we not bring you up?
Yeah, but I think that's why.
Yeah, that's because she's up for it.
It's like, yeah, when you want to look good in front of your like parents or something.
But we're not competing.
Yeah, I know,
it just feels a bit rude.
Just to remind, isn't it?
Yeah, I just think as you go further back in the team, when I look at the midfield, it just sometimes there's no balance there.
There's not enough
quality, and I think in the bigger games, or against the teams that have started to improve, like your Brightons, I just think you start losing the midfield battle, then the defence get a little bit more exposed. So I think United, for me, don't have enough quality in midfield and defence. That's why I just think they'll miss out.
Yeah, I won't argue with you on that. I think, from what I've seen from United this season, you know, like, I was tweeting about it the other day, I think I'm starting to see little combinations, like little partnerships being made, yeah. But I don't want to say they're from the wrong people, but like, sometimes, yeah, the partnerships are being made, but I know that both of them are not going to start in the league. So then it's just like, this What's partnership is good for us, but unless Mark Skinner's going to play them together, I'm not sure what the point is. Mm. One partnership I will say that's done like that, I like their on-field chemistry, though, is Jade Riviere and Nikita Paris. I think those two link up really well. And I think I see the same link up between Blundell, Toon and Golton. Mm. So between those three.
I think Toon and Paris as well.
They do. I think Toon is starting to pick up form. We spoke about this the last time.
To
I
be fair, she's been
reeking
really good
before then. Like, I'm not going to lie, the first couple games of the season... I'll be wrong. That fight, the fight I was fighting to like, to stay afloat, because she was literally killing me. Do you know what I mean? Like, But I feel like now she's starting to look like the Toon
that we know.
Yeah.
The issue for United for sure is in midfield, is the balance. And I think that was a big reason why in the City game they looked so bad. Mm. I remember seeing the lineup and I said, yeah, this is done. Like, we're finished. And I don't want to look at a lineup and think that. I think when we look at United's midfield, for example, yeah, do you think they've got enough defensive midfield capabilities?
No, I think Katie Zellum is very good at what she does, and she's very good on set pieces, and I think she's a leader in there.
Yeah.
But when the pace of the game picks up,
yeah,
that ability to scan, fill the spaces, get on the ball, make decisions quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's her.
Those are her biggest weaknesses. So I think in some of the games where you know you're going to have a tough midfield battle, when she's almost effectively sometimes playing that pivot by herself, mm-hmm, I just think you're just hanging her out
so
to dry.
Exposed.
Yeah,
so
it's exposed. Very exposed.
Who would you have like in the midfield for you?
I would have bought a CDM. That's the first thing I would have done. Mm-hmm. I would have bought. I think Hayley Ladd did really well last season. If we're going based off who we actually have now, I'd play Hayley Ladd in every
game. Because that's
what
a lot of United fans seem to be saying. Is like playing.
She didn't start. I'll be honest though, she played in the Arsenal game, first game of the season, yeah, and she reeked.
That's true.
She stunk. Like, I'll be honest, and I was literally thinking, boy. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes when you look at a squad, there's certain players that are allowed to stink because there's no direct, like, there's no direct replacement. Mm-hmm. So even if she stunk, she still should have played the next big game. It's not about, oh, she stunk it against Arsenal, so we're never going to see her again.
Yeah.
And I feel like Mark Skinner almost went, she stunk against Arsenal, I'll just play Zellum there because she's a deep-lying playmaker. That deep-lying playmaker trope for Zellum only works when we have, like, 70%
possession. Yeah, when she's got time on the ball.
I'm not trying to... We can't play her as a deep line playmaker when she's got no pace. Like, I agree. Mm. Katie Zellum has a lot of good traits about her. Like, and this is me that's very harsh sometimes, yeah, on some of the United players. I think she's got a lot of good traits about her. She's just not a defensive midfielder. And when you play against a team like City, for example, you need a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
They had... Hasagawa running around like, do you got what I mean? Like, look at the difference between the
especially
two.
Especially if you're going up against what Hasagawa
and Rod.
Yeah, come on, man. Because you need someone that's going to win the physical battle as well.
And
just
no one.
Yeah, just put their body around the pitch, make tackle after tackle after tackle. Yeah.
I will say as well, I think we mentioned it the last time, was that Mark Skinner keeps doing this thing, yeah, when in every big game he plays Lisa Nelson. And I actually like Lisa Nelson. That I think she's a good player. My actual confusion comes from, if you think that she's so good that she has to play in the big games, because she's played, by the way, she has only started 3 games for United and she's been at the club for almost 12 months. She started 3 games for United. PSG home, PSG away, in must-win games, and she started against City.
Mm.
Is this not confusing? Like, genuinely, yeah, is this not confusing behavior? Because who do you think she is then? Like, if you think she's that sick,
you see her?
Yeah, and how does she build the combinations if she doesn't start any of the other games?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, and I think that's a big problem. I think her physical profile actually is suited to the midfield. I think, though, he needs to see her as a Miyazawa.
Mm.
Basically, I just think she's an 8. I just think she's a standard 8. But when he plays her with Zellum in the pivot. And this is where my problem starts. Mm. Because it's neither of them...
Yeah, there's no balance.
And they all just start bombing. They all just start bombing forward. And I think that's where the issues start. One question I do want to ask, though, is... United fans have been talking a lot about Mallard and Jace. With the, like, should they play as the 9? Should they play on the wing? I want to know your lot's thoughts.
Can we start? But please, I think people need to stop calling her Jay-Z.
No, but she said it's Jay-Z, but if you know her, it's Jace.
Yeah, but that's not the rapper.
Yeah, it's not Jay-Z.
Yeah, but if you're saying Jay-Z, it's going to sound pretty similar,
they're
no?
They're going Jay-Z.
They're actually going Jay-Z.
They're about to start doing New York.
It's too much.
For me, Mallard through the middle, Jace out wide, if you're going to play them together.
100%.
Same? Yeah. Yeah.
Spot their positions on, eh?
Yeah, but not according to Mark Skinner.
No, Mark Skinner keeps
playing. If they both play in the same team, which they have quite a few times, Mallard is always the one on the wing. Yeah. And Jace is always the one in the...
I don't understand it at all.
I actually don't get
like
him.
Look at that goal that Toon scored the other day.
Yep.
Direct ball over. Mallard just controlled. Typical centre forward play.
It was very Russo.
Great takedown. Yeah. Great takedown. Holds off the defender, turns around, plays a ball in, you're done.
Yeah.
If she can do that and is a clinical striker.
Yeah.
Why are you moving her away from
number
the goal?
Nine.
So like, strange.
Player is a number nine.
Yeah.
It's so strange. I will say as well though, I think Jace has done well, but I think the only issue with her playing on the wing is that she's greedy sometimes.
Yeah.
And we saw it in the City game.
It's decision making with her.
The decision making is poor.
I think she's one.
If she'd have scored more, I think she'd be less greedy. But because she hasn't, now she's just thinking.
She's got to adapt. I think from the team that she's come from Barcelona, where they're all trying to outstat pad each other in the vast majority of games that they play, and then also I think the role that she plays for Brazil, sometimes she plays through the middle, but sometimes she plays out wide. But they're very much like, not hero ball, but that kind of Brazilian kind of style of football, where it's kind of, what can I do? Look at me, I'm going to dribble forward and score a goal. And they score the most amazing goals, because that's the style of football that they play. I think she just needs more adaptation to the WSL, and that just means getting stronger, making decisions quicker, and then just understanding your role and fitting into the team a bit better. But I feel sorry for her, because it's kind of like, if you're not playing somebody in their most kind of comfortable position, or you'll keep chopping and changing kind of what you're doing, it's just taking a bit longer probably, because Mark Skinner is her manager.
But it's tough, because I think even as annoying as Mark Skinner is, United do score, we score a lot of goals. I think we scored the second highest last season, and it was only by like one or two that we didn't score the most. And that was in a team that no one scored more than 10 league goals, by the way. I think United do a good job of sharing it out. I agree. I think it's just going to take time. And I just think she needs to build up more, on-field chemistry with some of the other forwards. I think her main issue is the only two forwards that she's got good chemistry with on the field are Lucia Garcia and even Paris, not too much, man. I think Mallard maybe, but I think those two they have good chemistry with her.
Yeah.
I think the issue is they're not going to play together. All three of them, they ain't playing together.
But to be fair, Lucia Garcia, they speak the same language, so it's easier probably. For them, because she would have learned Spanish playing in Spain. So I think I just think it's gonna, not everybody adapts as quickly. But one thing I have to say, when she came on the Sunday, I start sliding down my seat, because at the end of the day,
there was something she did on the right wing that screamed.
She strikes fear into defenders, because you just and fans, because you think, oh god, when she starts dribbling at your back line,
her technique is like, when dribbling, is so beautiful.
She's got the minerals, but I just want it to manifest itself now. I've not lost faith though, so we're good. United to miss out.
Sorry, United.
But it'll be close, and I'm still hoping for a chance. Golden Boot winner. Do you remember who you said?
I think I said Bunny Shaw.
I think I said Shaw.
You did. Okay. Bunny, and Tua said Bunny as well, and I said lol.
Did you say Rachel Daly?
That's actually lol.
Do you know what? She, given the team she's in, she's scored a few.
Ain't finishing top goal scorer. Cool. Though. Let's get real. I think her saving grace is that she takes penalties.
Yeah.
Villa need to up the attacking game.
Should we just go on to Villa now?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this a good segue for Villa?
It is a fantastic segue for Villa.
Daily, and fair enough, because her talent is through the roof, right?
No, we need to chat about her.
When it is not going their way, Daily is not having it. If Villa continue like this, I cannot see Daily staying there.
Because this is not what she signed up for.
Yeah, she didn't come from Houston, from the NWSL to
it's funny
relegation.
When she actually signed, what was she signing up for? Because at that point, we didn't even know who Villa were going to be.
But we thought it might be a nice little mid-table thing. Yeah, a little bit. You know, be the standout player.
Be in the middle
pushing,
of those.
Get into the England.
Into the top four.
And also just make sure that she's stamped her authority as an England striker rather than a left back.
I think now she's getting annoyed.
And now she's like, well, I'm not even getting that. Because Russo is now flying and you're playing Hemp as a number nine anyway. That's a whole other thing. Anyway. and
for those of you that don't watch the visuals, Moya just cut her
We
eye.
Could do a whole, like, the arguments we've been having on the group chat about England, Nations League, it's a whole separate episode. But anyway. I'm more positive than these lot, but it's fine.
No, I'm positive.
All right, cool.
I'm not asking for the manager to be sacked, so I consider myself to be positive too.
Word.
Yeah. For your standards.
Yeah.
But Villa, anyway.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What is going on? Because we did speak about them in our previous episode here. We said, obviously, they've added more reinforcements. I did have a couple reservations.
We said how many players they did add and how is that all going
to
gel.
How's it going to fit?
Yeah.
And also, Villa still go into games, and you'll see like Adriana Leon and Salmon on the bench a lot of the time, both of them on the bench. And if that's going to be the case,
she's predictable, man. You know, Billy and Salmon come in 60th minute every game.
I think Villa are having a problem right now. I don't know if it's chance creation or if it's just general balance, but it'd be weird to be general balance because not lost anyone.
No, but they're conceding far.
So if they were balanced last season, what's the issue right now?
It's hard to say. It's like, we keep, because at the beginning of the season, everyone was like, well, look, you know, they haven't got Kenza Dali. Mm-hmm. Hansen's out, suspended for a bit. Like, that's three of their front three. Mm-hmm. Sorry, two of their front three who were doing really. And once that's back, I think we'll get.
Yeah.
Dali's back.
She looks. She still looks good, to be fair.
They won, I think, a game or two. Mm-hmm. And then.
And they started scoring more goals. Yeah. They were stat padding in Conti Cup. Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like, I think it is a part of you need to evolve with what your team is and what other teams see you as now. Mm-hmm. Because last season they were underdogs.
Yeah,
people weren't expecting
us.
That's over. And now it feels like Carla Ward's gone very safe with a lot of her decisions. Like, we saw it in the game the other day. It was like, cool, let's play
as many defenders
as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's fine if you can keep that up. They've shown time and time again they cannot keep that up.
And they had Knobs, and they had Stanforth, and they had, come on.
I just think, realistically, it's, for me, it's not necessarily going forward. I just think at some point, and Spurs have been through this as well, you have to realise that your defence isn't as good as you think it is. Mm. So if you decide to then sit back and hope and pray that you don't concede, you're going to concede.
Risky,
and I think...
And they've conceded every single time they've sat back, they've conceded.
Yeah, so I just think it's not... they've got... I genuinely think the only way they're going to get through this is by literally trying to outscore the opposition.
And
you need to attack.
I think they did that a couple times last season, to be honest.
Yeah.
Machine for machine with City.
Yeah.
If any of those mid-table clubs can do it, it's Villa.
Yeah, it is. Because they've actually got they've got a lot of fans.
If you compare their front five in plus all the options off the bench...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What other club below the top four have that?
None. Nowhere
player
near.
Player for Blair compared to Everton, are you joking?
Literally, yeah. Honestly.
Even compared to Spurs.
They've literally got five players that, like five pure attackers.
That if they that's not even including top team.
Yeah, yeah.
If any of those players were playing for a top team, you would not bat an eyelid.
Exactly. So I just think, okay, it's not working. Here's another attacker, chuck another one on. And just keep trying different things. But yeah, Carla just, maybe she's lost her confidence because of the bad start to the season. But I don't know. I don't like the way that they're playing. You know, last season they were so exciting to watch.
Yeah, you watched their
games because you thought, you know what? I know I'm going to see a good game. I know I'm going to see Rachel Daly score.
Teams are going to have to do a serious job to beat them.
There
were a lot of games that even in the bigger games, like Villa either lost with a last minute goal or they beat Arsenal last season, last day of the season, like. They had a good side, and I think you mentioned it before, Marva, with Kirsty Hansen. Last season she finished second highest assist in the league. Like it's no small feat, and I think if Villa are gonna get back to where they want to get to, I think she has to be a part of that. Like she has to be a big part of that, to be honest.
Although also maybe after all this, the person they're really missing. Risha Littlejohn.
Boy.
Maybe we did not know.
Maybe there was an unspoken.
Maybe we did not know what she brought to that Villa team.
I don't think she even knew what she brought to the Villa.
Good vibes. Good vibes in the video room.
I said it about England sometimes.
Sometimes you just need, it's true.
It's just the vibes.
It's
the vibes
true.
Are off. The vibes are off.
I have to ask, do you guys want to stick with Bunny? Shall I tell you what the current thing is?
She's joint top at the moment, isn't she?
She is. Yeah. Oh, no, she's not anymore.
Is it Turland? Yeah, I mean, she keeps
scoring.
Got an episode out with Turland that's come out today.
If you want to go check on
the FA player.
You heard it here, guys.
Her music choices.
Go and listen to that on FA Player now.
After this pod,
go onto FA Player and watch Marva interview. Little Turland.
There you go.
On FA player. Bunny Shaw's got 6. Turland has 7. But Lauren James also has 6. Martha Thomas is still on 6. Even though I think she's been on 6 since October.
Okay. But still scored those goals.
She did. Lauren Hemp is on 5. Jill Ward is on 5. And Mallard is on 5. Yeah. And so is Beaver Jones.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with Bunny just purely because... Yeah. There's no rotational option at City.
She's gonna
keep playing and she'll keep scoring.
Yeah. And it's almost like Kerr's too important to Chelsea for them to play her that often.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like against smaller teams that are winning, they will just take Kerr off. It's fine.
Yeah, but she's not even started stat padding against a small team.
I think she's actually just become she's almost too zen right now. Yeah. I need a fired up Kerr.
Yeah. To be fair, I think she really ruined herself, but she shouldn't have played through that calf injury at the World Cup.
Yeah, probably.
It was for her country, of course. Yeah. But
she just doesn't look World Cup.
Yeah, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah,
she doesn't look very sharp.
But I think
second half of the season.
I was gonna say,
let's not egg this woman on too much. Yeah. Goodness, you know,
she doesn't need it.
I'm not in all her head. She can do what
she likes. She doesn't need it.
I'm gonna change to Bunny. I would change to Bunny.
Not seeing a daily masterclass second half of the season.
She's done at him, and I think the motivation, as you said, I actually think her motivation is gonna go down as well because if she got. Golden boot last season, and she still didn't start for England in strike.
Yeah.
I know she's thinking, but if I ain't starting regardless, 5 goals, 20 goals, what's the difference?
The only one I'm looking forward to seeing, because Beth English, she's only 7 behind. And she back now?
She's only 7 behind, you know?
Only 7. Do you see how many goals she scored in the second half of the season?
Yeah, but she has to share that with the goal scorer that is Martha Thomas now.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You run out of team, 4-4-2.
Let's go.
Do you think you're still going to play 4-4-2 when Grace Clinton? Because I feel like you played that against United because there was no Grace Clinton.
But Grace Clinton has been starting mainly from the left.
But do you think she's going to play from left in the four? Like, in a, because if it's 4-4-2, do you think she's going to play on the left of a four?
I think so, because we just don't. The starting midfield is injured. So, but then again, I can't. I mean, Bess been out for ages, so I don't know if she can do 90 minutes in a week.
Yeah, I think
so
it was a scare tactic. I think when you lot started her against,
I nearly dropped my phone. I was like, oh, I wonder what minute she'll come on. Hopefully, we're not losing by too much.
Your manager before the game, like 2 days before the game, was like, he's excited. He said, I'm excited to bring her on and see how many minutes she can give us. And then she started. I said, what's wrong with this guy?
But yeah, I mean, she's not that far behind, and I mean, she's clinical. So.
Yeah, I agree. We are going to move on to Golden Glove. Do you remember what you said, Lauren?
Oh goodness, Mary?
Yeah, you said Mary.
I said the Chelsea.
You said Chelsea
keeper.
and Tua said Mary.
And can I just say my prediction of they were trying to make Musovic number one, it just didn't work
out.
They were trying.
Back in the same nonsense before. Being.
So I was right, but it didn't pan out that way.
You know who I'd like to ask how they are? Hannah Hampton. How's she doing?
She knew this was coming, though. There's no way she didn't think she was going to be. I think she might go on loan in January.
Because she hasn't even got pity minutes.
How can you get pity minutes when there's two goals?
Yeah, that's
in front
that's
of you?
The thing. Like, she's not even.
There may be a rumor
oh.
that she was meant to go to a club on loan
in the league.
In the league, but didn't want to go there.
Bristol.
I won't say.
Oh, you say
due to yeah, due to management. Nothing deep. Just was like. Didn't want to play for that manager.
Man. You almost said, I don't want to play for that man.
No. Didn't want to play for that manager. That's what I'll say. But anyway.
Women's manager.
Sounds like a woman.
Anyway. Really patient and wait.
So there's a chance that was actually the plan. I don't know if that is 100%
true. Do you think she still might go on loan?
Possibly. But I also think.
Who's the keeper right now?
But the teams are the same as the ones that are in the summer.
Yeah, but sometimes, if I'm not trying to be funny, if I kept my keeper and I realised they were shit in January, I'd want them to.
If Mary Earps leaves, United may need a keeper quickly.
That's not happening. They're not gonna.
I'm actually happy with.
Yeah, but do you think Mark will?
Yeah, I actually think he's happy with Fallon.
But can
he
I just
said that if he said it's only because it's Earps, is the only reason that she hasn't played more. Like he was like. There's stuff that Fallon can do that Mary can't. I think Fallon is better with her feet, and I think Fallon is better at being a sweeper keeper. But Mary's marrying it. Like, she's an all round keeper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like,
you're not going to bench.
But like,
I thought you were going to say she has all round.
You're trying to get me in trouble for no reason. Please.
Sorry.
I think I'm happy with Fallon when Mary goes.
But I do think, going back to Hannah Hampson, I do think, if you know, you look at Lauren James, and everyone was complaining against Emma Hayes that she wasn't starting Lauren James and wasn't playing her for a good part of that first season. It might just be a time thing. Obviously,
but
Emma Hayes is leaving,
but
still.
Still, though,
it's a year of, that might be their plan. And then
she was training.
Yeah, training.
Yeah.
She was training by her gloves the other day. Maybe she's practicing in a CDM position.
Let's go.
Are you sticking with Earps?
What for what team?
If she goes to Arsenal, it counts just for the whole season. Okay. Okay.
If she goes to Arsenal, she's winning it. Sorry. Yeah.
Why is it if she goes to Arsenal, she win it? Arsenal ain't even kept more clean sheets than us. So why
if she goes to Arsenal and then Leah Williamson is back in the new year, that defense and they buy a right back like a serious
you hating? Is that
and they buy a serious right back to go, and then they can move McKay back to the left. Sorry, that defense isn't conceding that many goals.
I'm going to sit with Chelsea keeper.
Ooh.
Well, Anne Catherine?
Yeah.
No. I had Zinsberger and I
You had Zinsberger?
I think
I was trolling. But
all right. AKB had a bad game against Arsenal.
Shocking.
Mm.
Shocking.
But
that second goal, Emma Hayes was this close from entering the pitch.
Yeah. Mm. But I still think basically anyone who plays for Chelsea, you'll be all right.
But do you not think the chop and the change? Oh, but you're saying whoever's
at
Chelsea.
I just think she'll start chopping and changing again.
I don't even think they're going to get enough games each.
They haven't been swapping since she's come back in. It's her.
Give Emma Hayes time. I think after that Arsenal game, we might be seeing Musovic in the next game.
Maybe.
When the Champions League, the knockouts start after Christmas, she starts rotating again. Yeah. I think she will.
I would change. I've stopped trolling now. I'm changing to Earps.
I can't believe you actually said Zinsberger.
I think Earps. Zinsberger is trolling.
So you're
right
just using
now.
Whatever Arsenal goalkeeper. Yeah.
I think Earps gets the golden glove. It's just part of her aura package, isn't it? It is, isn't it? Like awards. She's an awards girl. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
girl.
That's true, man. World's best. Sport player of the year,
boy.
With Aitana Bonmatí as a nominee, but boy, that's none of my business.
BBC Sports BBC. Personality of the Year is going to be fan voted as well. So you already know how that one's going to go.
Boy, anyways,
you're such haters, both of you.
I'm not a hater. I'm gonna vote for Mary Earps.
For what?
Sports Personality of the Year.
You're gonna vote for Mary Earps.
I mean, out of the batch, just there, innit? It's not like they gave us bare choices.
Oh, wait. Are the nominees out?
Yeah. Stuart Broad is there.
Oh, the cricketer.
Katarina Johnson-Thompson.
Oh, but KJT is shooting.
I know, she did what? But you think she can fight the Lionesses and the Arsenal fans?
Hell no.
She's from Liverpool.
Trust me, it's not going to help. City. I think Mary Earps will win it, and she probably deserves to win it.
Nah, she... Although, all jokes aside and hating aside,
I'm not trying to be hater.
What did she win?
World
Cup performance though. World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I put her up there.
Yeah, 100%.
I see. I'm sorry. She's even more of a hater than me. She doesn't even have a reason for it.
KJT. Sorry, winners only.
I think Mary's form has dipped in the last month or so, a few months.
Yeah, but it's because she's sulking.
She's sulking.
Mm-hmm. We'll let her off.
Exactly. It's personality.
You can't deny it. Like her World Cup performance was very, very good.
I will not deny it. She's
other
a fantastic
than
goalkeeper.
The Sam Kerr, but that's always going to happen. And it was a bit of a deflection. So. Oh, the Colombia goal as well was maybe, yeah. But other than that, top performance.
Yeah, she's a fantastic goalkeeper.
She's a top goalie, man.
But I vote for extraordinary performances.
That's fair.
Yeah, so.
I'm going Earps. Earps, Chelsea keeper. Earps. And Tua, she's sticking with Earps. She don't get a do-over. Whatever she said the first time is what she's getting. Relegation. Who did you say?
I think Bristol.
But I did give a shout-out because I was complaining that Everton got chosen by...
Oh, yeah, you were getting...
I was saying that, like... Choosing Everton over West Ham and Bristol is mad.
Yeah.
But sure. I didn't think West Ham would be this bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was just my club, man. Rianne Skinner. She's showing her ass, man. I'm changing it for West Ham.
I'm actually thinking to change it to West Ham as well, to be honest. I think Bristol, they got heart. I'm not trying to be funny here. When you got heart and some decent players, like, they've not got top players, yeah. Obviously, let's just get real. The likelihood of them having top players is slim to none. But, like, they've got players that know their function in the team. And they got heart. And the sooner they get Rachel Fiennes back from injury, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like all you need to do is beat, if you get points.
If you get 3 points against your relegation rivals.
Yeah.
Make such a difference.
Like, 2 games. You win. Like, that was what happened with Evan. Yeah. We won 2 games against our relegation rivals.
And then.
We're seventh. We're fine.
Yeah. You look at West Ham and you think, even when the backs against the wall defending is kind of working, and then they conceded the goal that they conceded against you, you just think
it's also though like Bristol score.
Mm-hmm. They
have a very clear style of play, which is you sit back and they're explosive on the counter attack.
They've got runners.
They've got good delivery into the box. Mm-hmm. Like you. They can win games out of nothing. Whereas West Ham right now, I'm like, I can't see where their next 3 points are coming from.
In fact, let's talk about West Ham. Let's talk about West Ham briefly because...
Yeah, Philippa, man, we're sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Philippa. But I don't understand how they're this bad. I feel like sometimes...
Did you see how many games last season that my team lost in a row?
Yeah, but...
And I actually felt sorry for Rianne, but I actually now think that there's an issue...
With her.
With her and the way that she's coaching and setting up the team. Because like we, I mean, we had a good season on, like in her first season. Then we went backwards. But I look at West Ham and think
they got no funding. Backwards.
They got no funding.
I was gonna say backwards. Like
they got no funding.
I agree. Obviously, clearly something's not quite there with Rian Skinner, but that is a club that is not investing in their women's team. Mm-hmm. That is a club that not even, and we spoke about this before, it's not even just about investing in terms of money.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of effort, a bit of care, a bit of marketing. They don't even play.
It's 4 years since they've played in the...
They still haven't played in the men's stadium.
What I think is weird, though, is they put in a lot of energy like 4 years ago and then they went... No. We've done our bit now.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it again.
They did that little BBC Three documentary and we're like,
they even did a season two of that. They did a season two of that.
We got our PR. Now we're done.
But yeah, that's...
But, like, if you actually look at their players, they should not be... Like, if their players are playing at the level they can be playing, there's no way they should be this way.
Yeah, and that's why I think...
Mackenzie Arnold, after that World Cup...
To hold it, man.
...is one of the most famous sports people in all of Australia. Yeah. She is now a fan of...
She was linked to United when they said Mary Earps was going to Arsenal.
What Mary Earps is to, like, young kids here now is what Mackenzie Arnold is to Australians. Like, they love her. She's a personality that... How are you not building on that? You've got a superstar. Do you know how many Australians there are in London?
Yeah.
Mm. You're not building on that.
Yeah. It's even like basic. Even Emma Harris, they signed from Reading after they got relegated. It's not like they don't have rubbish players.
They've got... How was Sissoko? They've got... what's the friend?
Vivian Asai. Yeah.
Who's been doing well as well.
Lisa Evans is on Bayern.
Lisa Evans is a good player.
Yeah.
Kirsty Smith was at United. So just maybe, 2 seasons all right,
maybe
ago.
This is where we do pivot to the manager, but... But still, I do think there's so much more than just that. Like, clearly,
as a club, they're run disgracefully.
The club are not doing enough to create a setting for good play. But also, we do have to ask questions of Rian Skinner.
100%.
So West Ham, you're changing to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm torn between Bristol still and West Ham.
What's the gap now? The gap.
1 point, only one. So all it takes, really... Is like
if West Ham beat Bristol in the return fixture.
If West Ham beat Bristol,
but I can still change. See Bristol maybe nicking a point.
Yeah,
off
I
other
agree.
Side.
They
I
do. Don't know. They get a point. Who did Bristol play this weekend?
They play. Was it Liverpool?
Yeah, they got a point. That's the difference between the two.
Yeah,
but like, and they got a point at Prenton Park.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be funny. Going away
they
to
got
Liverpool
point
is
Everton,
tricky.
Like,
it's tricky.
Yeah.
So they're picking up good points. Yeah. Like,
they beat West Ham.
Yeah. So I do see, and that's what I don't envision.
Who have West Ham beat? In fact,
they've only won one game.
They only won one game.
Yeah.
Then how is there only 1 point in it? They got a few draws or something.
So West Ham have one win, one draw, and Bristol have one win, two draws.
Why does it feel like Bristol have more than that? I think it's just because
they stay in games.
Yeah, they played well against Arsenal.
They haven't
been,
since like the second or third game, they've not been destroyed.
Yeah.
They've not been destroyed. And sorry, West Ham have scored 7 goals all season. 7.
See, this
for context,
I'm seeing my team.
Tottenham have scored 14, so double.
Mm.
Liverpool have scored 13, almost double. Mm. United have scored 24, City have scored 22, Arsenal scored 24, and Chelsea have scored 29.
How many have Everton scored? About 8.
Everton have scored 8.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're and all your dogs have been injured. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think she's got a big problem. Because if you're not scoring goals and then conceding the goals that they are, like, how are you actually going to outplay and outscore a team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Fine. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to go to West Ham. The only thing, though, is... Arnold has been injured and their backup goalie, no offence, but it's not looking good. And we'll see if they obviously have probably more funds to buy in January, but
who was the second keeper that went to Brighton? Bagley and
the one that's on loan from Chelsea, Nicky Everard's there.
Why didn't Nicky Everard go to West Ham?
Yeah, I don't know, because she would have...
Maybe she didn't know. Maybe though, when she was going to Brighton, it wasn't decided, like, Bagley, number one.
Or Arnold,
she's number one. Yeah. Cool, makes sense. We only have two more bits to check in, and that is surprise of the season, individual and team. Lauren, yours, to be fair, it was a good... You made a good shout, and you said that Spurs will be the surprise.
Thank you.
And you said Celine Bizet. be the surprise individual this season. What have you thought of her performances so far?
I think she started the season a little bit like, I need to see more from you. But mm-hmm. I think the last, to be fair, the United game, we were shocking. But the last couple of games before that, she just looked like she had the confidence. Mm. She got on the score. She that wonder goal that she like to pick it up from her own half. Mm-hmm. And then she did a clip for kind of Spurs behind the scenes, and she just described how she knew that she could just give Taylor Hines a little nudge, get her body in between the ball, and you know, and so I think she's starting to understand her role in the system. Mm-hmm. And I just think technically, like, she's really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I think the more that she continues to get stronger. Yeah, I think she's starting to show why we signed her. I think she like last year, we were just, because of the style of football that we were playing, it really doesn't help with players like her. But I think because we're playing possession-based football, trying to get the ball out wide, yeah, I just think consistency. But again, she's a young player, so it's really hard to ask for consistency from young players. But yeah,
I agree. Marva, do you remember who you said?
Well, my team that I said for surprise this season was a shout. I said Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, yeah. 100%
take that. Shout. Yeah. They have been surprising me. Yeah, to be
very much take that.
They are fifth right now.
Yeah.
They're fifth right now. And they're only 3 points behind United.
They've looked very strong.
Mm-hmm.
My player, I think I said Snowies.
Yeah, you did.
But to be fair, she was injured for the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that one goes.
Yeah.
I thought she was very good against Liverpool, actually. Mm-hmm. And she's had a few good performances, but her finishing has not quite been there yet. So we'll see. But neither has anyone's from Everton. So
Tua's surprise of the season was Aston Villa team.
Hey, it's surprisingly shocking.
She was right.
She's surprised about something. And her bad surprise of the season, she put as Jill Ward. She said she doesn't think Jill Ward is gonna slap.
Hey, you have to hold that.
That's a bad shout.
Yeah.
That was just the bitterness.
That was just the jealousy.
I get it.
That's like when me as an Everton fan is like, Anthony Gordon's shit. Yeah. He's gonna be shit, and then he's like, has been my game. Really, I'm like, I told you.
My surprise of the season, I said Brighton team.
That's fair.
I think it's fair. They've impressed me.
They've definitely improved. So
they've impressed me. Okay, we're gonna do.
Who's your individual?
I didn't put it down, but I'm pretty sure I said Jace. I ain't surprised yet, but fingers crossed in it. We're going to do a couple of the questions we got before we wrap. So one of the questions we got was, sorry, Philippa said, has Rian Skinner been sent by the ops? Because I can't believe how much West Ham women have regressed. We discussed that, to be fair, and she's taking the pee.
She got sent by the ops.
We sent
Poch to Chelsea and Rian to West Ham.
Yeah, double enjoy whammy.
Sorry.
You laughed at Daniel Levy, but maybe he was cooking up a master plan all along.
And Philippa also asked, what do you guys think of Chelsea right now? And we kind of discussed that, to be honest. But I will say, do you like, based on what we said in the beginning, do you think that Chelsea is just going to get back on their usual groove?
Yeah, I think it's a blip. Okay. I'm going to treat it as a blip. Yeah, I don't think so. Emma will allow them.
Even in previous performances this season, I think they've looked some of the strongest they have in the last few years. So it should be a blip. They've had a lot of rotation as well. Obviously, Millie Bright being out, but then
that's a huge loss.
But that's another thing, though. Like this Millie Bright mysterious injury.
Yeah,
see
and it's actually been a lot.
It looks like she obviously played for injury. I actually also think watching that Chelsea, like the back line for Chelsea was so disorganized, and Magdalena Eriksson is doing really well at Bayern Munich.
I think
it's just a double loss of leadership in terms of actually in that back line. So I think. They need Millie back to start.
I wonder if they'll start Buchanan now as well.
Yeah, because they've got Mielda, who is a leader, but her legs have gone.
Yeah, she's at the latter end of her.
Her legs have gone. Sadly. And you made an interesting point there about Buchanan, to be honest, because she had been shaky, but I feel like sometimes, when you're looking at opponents, shaky or not, there's certain matchups that need to.
She knows how to scrap.
There's certain matchups that need. And Miolda playing that game was the wrong. I actually think
it was the wrong choice.
Emma Hayes, that was the first time in a while that she's gotten the lineup wrong. Mm. She got the lineup really wrong that day.
I do think as well that it also comes down to the fact that Carter's been so strong that they've just played her at centre back with Millie Bright, so they haven't really needed.
I agree.
And also that Neve Charles has been so strong, so then they haven't actually had to play like.
Neve Charles has been strong,
but they haven't necessarily had to. Yeah,
she was a shambles in the afternoon.
Neve Charles forgot that she was playing left back, and she needed to.
Neve Charles looked like Neve Charles of last season. In the Arsenal game,
but blip. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a blip.
We'll see.
Someone said, Nocturnal Gunner said, "I need an honest opinion on Lauren James' antics. What constitutes a dirty player?" If you string enough moments of madness together, basically. So like...
I think we're all agreed on this. Lauren James is not a dirty or aggressive player. She's petulant. Mm. And I think when she gets frustrated, she acts out. Mm-hmm. But when you think of aggressive players, like people that pick up yellow cards all the time, people that play on the edge, that go into too many tackles with full force, she's not that player.
She's not one of those.
Yeah. She's not. She just
She's not even
to,
like a dark arts player. Yeah.
No, not she's, like...
Generally, she isn't.
Yeah. And I think she gets and bagged can, every time she does her... Like,
yeah, I was going to say, you can tell, because a dark arts player wouldn't do that obvious.
Yeah. And I just think people need to... I think she's suffering because she's a black woman, and there's no grace that are given to black women especially. Mm. But also she's a young player, and yes, she needs to learn, but we need to cut her some slack. Like yes, it's frustrating. To be honest, she should have been sent off. She's lucky to no VAR. She should have been sent off. But at the same time, I think there are certain players where it's kind of, in order for her to get to her best self, she almost needs to kind of G herself up, and she needs to Lauren against the world. Mm. And I just think sometimes she falls on the wrong side of that. But would I say she needs to cut it out of her game? I think she needs to control it, because as soon as you put yourself in a position where you're going to get sent off, now you're costing the team.
Yeah.
But I just think people need to just show a bit more grace.
I think it's also just, it's kind of lazy stereotyping as well, of just like an attitude problem and all that kind of thing. And it's like, I think there is an element, because she doesn't necessarily play the media game that much, especially compared to like other lionesses. Mm-hmm. She is a very inward person, while lovely, but she is very inward. And I think when players who are like, you know, aggressive on the pitch, not even saying she necessarily is, but players who are like that, if then in the media and
they're seen as
likeable, like Katie McCabe, for example, is the perfect example of that. Yeah. Everyone loves McCabe, so then all the antics on the pitch become a bit of a joke, and it's like lovable.
It's like, Katie's so funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, hit her in the face with the ball again.
But she's not afforded that same grace, and I think that comes with a lot of lazy stereotyping. But she does need to cut it out of her game. I wouldn't even say her game, because we've only really seen it twice. Although I would say
on global platforms, I would
say as well, it does seem to be when she's just very frustrated.
Yeah, and when the game is not going well, she's not getting space.
That's why I call it, it's petulant. It's quite childish.
But even with that, even if you're not acting, when it goes to those moments, and even if you're not kicking out and stamping someone, you still need to control your emotions. Mm. I don't even mean it in terms of like doing the crazy stuff, but if things aren't going your
to
way,
focus
you
on the game.
You still need to find a way to get in the game then. Or like, what else, how are you going to switch up your play? How are you going to make sure that you're not getting frustrated and you're not letting them? Because they're going to double up on you.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you're one of the best players in the world at this age already, and everyone knows it. So you're going to have to get used to players doubling up, tripling up on you. And how do you handle that frustration?
And also, you just don't want to be that player that is like, you're seen as easy to rile up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if I was an opponent,
that's all you will do now.
That's all I'm doing.
Of course.
I'm going to do stuff that will annoy you. That will annoy you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be on you like a rash. You're not going to get no time, no space. Even when you move to the other side, I'm going to follow you. No space. And then you don't want it to be that it's like, I'm doing that because I know in about 5 minutes you're about to lose your rag, and then you're going to do something that's going to get in trouble. So I think for her sake, more than everyone else's, it's just like, curb it, like control it a bit more, as you were saying, Lauren. I don't think she's a dirty player, but I do think she needs to just chill out sometimes.
Yeah, but I think she's like, there's a lot that's been thrust upon her, I think, because she's so good. Because you when you watch her, you think she's going to win a Ballon d'Or, she's going to be, you know, one of the best players in the world. I think talent wise, she's the best player that plays in this country. Like,
yeah.
Actually,
yeah. Talent wise, yeah. Yeah.
So you just look and think, that's a real high expectation for people to have of you. So I think, and she's had that from such a young age. I just think just a bit of time, a bit of space. And then just hopefully, and this is where it's kind of where you do feel a bit, you know, it's a shame that somebody like Emma is moving on, because I think she's really helped her.
100%, yeah.
So I think whoever comes in next, I think Lauren strikes me as somebody that whichever club, which obviously Chelsea that she plays at, or even at England, she needs to have the right environment around her to, because like you said, if she is quiet, she is within herself, she just needs to like create an environment where she feels comfortable. And I think that people that are sending her abuse or doing whatever, I think is disgusting. But I also think the media need to not blow up every single thing that she does, because you're just at the end of the day, it just encourages pylons. And I just feel a bit sorry for her, because that wasn't the only red card incident in that game.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But it's the only one that's really being discussed.
No, we agree.
But sorry, I'll just say with that though, again, maturity, because now you are in the spotlight. Now you are known as one of the best players.
Like the levels have changed now.
Yeah, she's got to get there.
The expectations on her are higher, and she sets mad expectations for herself. So now you've got to. You have to be aware of that now.
If she gets it under control, imagine the player that we have on our hands.
Boy.
Because she's scary enough as it is. Yeah. But if she can turn it on every single game that she plays, and it's like to start doing it for like 80, 90 minutes, boy.
Scary. Yeah.
Completely agree. We had more questions, but that's actually all we have time for today, guys. We're going to try and answer the other ones that we didn't answer via Twitter, if we can. First of all, thank you for listening. We're going to try and come out with another episode.
Let's not promise.
No, we are. We have to set ourselves targets, otherwise we won't do it. We're going to come up with another episode soon.
Specific target.
We'll be doing soon. Target goals, so we will be setting a
I mean, we're in December, so we'll do another one in January. It's fair?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
To be fair, after the...
That's what I'm saying. We're going to international. We're going on a break. We're going on a break. And then...
Should we do a Nations League special?
Yeah, we might actually do an international something special. We'll see. First of all, thank you. As always, follow on X at GoldDiggersUK and on Instagram at GoldDiggersUK_. And you can follow us individually at...
Marva MSK.
At Lauren Coys.
And at Moyes Laboratory. Thanks.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.